Boy, everybody's talking about this Garth Brooks story. Do we know anything more today, Dean?
No, not really. A lawsuit was filed yesterday in Los Angeles Superior Court with allegations of sexual assault, battery, and violations of California laws providing protection from intimidation and coercion. In addition to rape, the accuser is claiming that he repeatedly, Garth Brooks, that is, repeatedly groped and subjected her to sexually explicit comments. So, honestly, I mean, of all the talk of everyone offering their opinion of, you know, Garth Brooks is this, Garth Brooks is that, both positive and negative, that statement is really all that we know for sure right now. And I think that it would be wise for everybody just to wait until the facts come out, till this all is heard in court.
Yep.
And, you know, I've heard people saying, oh, Garth Brooks, I've seen him a million times. He's the nicest guy. Mm-hmm. I've met him several times myself, and he is the nicest guy. At one time, I thought Bill Cosby was the nicest guy.
you don't know.
In the world. You don't know. And, you know, as I've said with just about every one of these cases, can we please just, you know, stop playing public jury when we don't really know all the facts.
Yeah.
Let the courts figure this out and let the chips fall where they may.
Facts are in short supply these days.
Yeah. No, it's just, I heard so many people who, you know, came to conclusions on all of this yesterday. It's amazing to me. I think it's, you know, you got to put this in the way, you know, if this was you being accused, wouldn't you want a fair hearing and all the facts to come out and for it to be impartially judged? Of course you would.
Innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah.
Social media doesn't help. There certainly has been a lot of controversy over the movie Rust, and now it's finally coming out, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and this is... this is also a little bit creepy to me that such a big deal is being made about the premiere of this movie, you know, and the you know, that sort of the headline behind this is that, oh, somebody was killed and somebody else was murdered. Go see this film.
Yeah.
It's a movie premiere of something horrible which happened, but it is going to be premiering at a Polish film festival in November of next year. It'll be released in the U.S. Next year. So that's all that we know about this. It's weirdo showbiz report story day today.
Yeah.
Tim Walsh should be here. Because this report, so far, weirdos. Nothing but weirdos so far.
We started watching the series on Netflix, Monsters, about the Menendez case.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. Another great Ryan Murphy production. And now there's some news about this. What's happening?
This is amazing. I mean, it's... In a way, it's, you know, sort of following the pattern of the Britney Spears story, which was a documentary about the Britney Spears story that wound up freeing Britney Spears from the conservatorship that she was under. This Ryan Murphy Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story is causing so much conversation that yesterday they announced that the courts are going to reopen the case, and experts in this, who know far more about it than I do, are saying that the Menendez brothers could be out of jail by Christmas time as a result of the interest that has been caused in new evidence that is allegedly now available with all of this. So we'll see if that's going to happen, but that's right at the moment. There is going to be a new hearing that could lead to a retrial or at least a resentencing of the two brothers who murdered their parents.
I don't understand that, although I'm only two episodes in, so yeah. I don't know.
Again, weirdo story number three.
We'll get to it.
See if you can find one that's not too weird today.
Movie reviews and things to do this weekend with Dean coming up next. WGN. Dean's list of things to do around here this weekend.
We've got tons of things that are going on this weekend. Let me start off with, maybe one of the best comedy shows that's going to come through Chicago this year, and that is Steve Martin and Martin Short. They are out at the Rosemont Theater this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow. So that's definitely something that you would not want to miss. As I struggle for my notes that just went down on the computer.
Memorize everything happening.
Things were so much better when we used to just write things on cocktail napkins. So we've got Steve Martin and Martin Short. They are, as I mentioned,
at the Rosemont Theater.
Yeah, as you can see, that's the one thing.
Saturday night.
The one thing that I remember.
Yeah.
Rosemont Theater. Nick Swardson is at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. And J.R. DeGuzman, really funny comedian and musician out of the Improv in Schaumburg this weekend. So let me tell you about some music that's going on for the weekend. The Average White Band, their song, legendary song, Pick Up the Pieces, is a classic and certainly will be part of their show at the Arcata in St. Charles on Sunday night. We have got, remember Hanson, the three brothers,
yeah,
from the 90s? They're all grown up now. Believe it or not, celebrating their 25th anniversary, their big hit song, Bop, is going to be featured as part of their show. They're at the House of Blues Sunday night and Monday night. Meghan Trainor is at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont tomorrow night. Babyface, R&B superstar at the Hard Rock in Gary tomorrow. We have got the indie rockers, Mount Joy, playing Salt Shed through Saturday. The American Blues Theater has got a brand new home, a new theater at 5627 North Lincoln Avenue. They do fantastic work. They're best known for their It's a Wonderful Life, the old-time radio version that they do, which I'm sure is going to be opening within a month or so. But right now they are presenting Misery, the Stephen King novel, the Kathy Bates and James Caan movie, coming to life on their stage. It's American Blues Theater. It's going to be running there till October the 26th. We have got the Harry Potter show that's downtown at the Niederlander, going gangbusters down there. The Shakespeare Theater's got Henry V playing, and all kinds of fall festivals going on. Brookfield Zoo's Boo at the Zoo is running through October 20th. The Highwood Pumpkin Fest is this weekend. The Lincoln Park Wine Fest is in Jonquil Park through Sunday. And the Andersonville Arts Weekend, stepping off from the Swedish American Museum on Clark Street, that's going to be running all Sunday. And for Hispanic Heritage Month, Echo and Humboldt Park Art Festival, California and Division, Saturday and Sunday. So tons of things to do if you actually want to get out of the house. But let me tell you about this Joker movie that is opening up today, the sequel. I can't even tell you how much I loved the original Joker movie from 2019. Really looking forward to this sequel. But when I go into see a sequel, I try to put my expectations aside. Whether they are good or whether they are bad, I like to try to judge each movie on its own, what it delivers by itself, not based on other movies or certainly predecessor movies. So along comes now Joker, Folie à Deux, with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. And I can't even tell you how disappointed I was when I came out of it.
Because it was a musical?
Partially because it is a musical. Imagine like your favorite meal, and then somebody puts some seasoning on it, and somebody puts more seasoning on it, and more seasoning, and more, and more, and more.
Yeah, ruin it.
That's what they did with this. If they had cut the music back by half, by like down 20%. It could have been spectacular because, you know, this is a case where people loved that first Joker movie because it was diabolical. It was completely deranged. And this one is, first of all, you have to have seen the first movie in order to appreciate the second one. It picks up where the first movie left off. So if you didn't see that first movie, you're out of luck on this. So that's number one problem with this. You know, and then we've got Joaquin Phoenix back again as Joker, only he never really fully commits to this. He's not nearly as depth-filled and interesting as he was in the first movie. Lady Gaga is joining him now as the love interest, and they held her back with this. Lady Gaga can be a force on screen as well, but it just felt like they held everything back in favor of this music, in favor of fantasy sequences, to completely water this movie down. So I kept waiting for something interesting to happen, and it really just never did. It's almost like the director, Todd Phillips, forgot what made his first movie so great. So the best I could do on this one is a Dean's List C-. I'm afraid. You know, go make up your own mind. But I was really disappointed. I'll tell you what a better choice is that is in select theaters this weekend. It is this movie version called Saturday Night about the creation of Saturday Night Live. No big stars in this movie at all, but it's about the making of the very first episode of Saturday Night Live that is funny. It's fast-paced. It's extremely relatable if you've been a fan of that show. I wound up giving that one a Dean's List B+.
Is that a documentary?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay, I get it. I can't wait to see the ad for the Joker with your quote, "I kept waiting for something interesting to happen." Have a good weekend.
See you guys.
Thank you.